Okay, let's get cracking. We are finishing off the ninth perek of Maseches Brachos and the entirety of Maseches Brachos today with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, and then we're going to begin Maseches Peah, the next one of our Masechtos, with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey of Maseches Peah. But first, the last Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Chayiv Adam Levarech Al Hara Kashem Shum Levarech Al Atova. A person is obligated to bless Hashem, to thank Hashem, to recognize Hashem Al Hara for the bad things that happen in this world. That's the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Kishem Shum Levarech Al Atova. Just like he's meant to bless Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to thank Hashem for the good things. The good things and the bad things ultimately are all coming from Hashem, and it's our responsibility to recognize that. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, a Pasuk that perhaps we're all familiar with, and it's perhaps a fitting way to end the Masechta in a similar way to how we began the Masechta. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol me'odecha. As the Pasuk says, you have an obligation to love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your money. The reason why I said that it's fitting to end this way is because we began discussing Kriyat Shema, and this is the beginning of the bracha of Kriyat Shema, of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema as well, the mitzvah to love Hashem with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your money. So what does this have to do with blessing Hashem for the good and the bad? So the Mishnah is going to give us two explanations for this pasuk. The second explanation will be relevant for our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, B'chol levavcha, what does it mean you should love Hashem with your heart? B'shnei yitzaracha, with both of your yetzers. What does that mean? B'yetzer hara v'yetzer tov, with your yetzer tov, and your yetzer hara, with the good things that you do, and the yetzer hara. What does it mean to love Hashem with your yetzer hara? So the Bartanura points out, it could be referring to the physical things. We eat, we drink, we engage in physical activities, and that could be a yetzer hara, that could be a bath, and that could be temptation, that could lead us to do the wrong thing and make the wrong decisions. But the pasuk teaching us via hafta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, that you should love Hashem, you should serve Hashem, both with the yetzer tov, with the religious things that you do, uvi yetzer hara, and with the physical things that you do as well. Continues the Mishnah, uvechol nafshecha, you gotta love Hashem with your soul. What does that mean? Afilu hum no teles nafshecha. Even you have to be willing, and the Gemara gives a story about this, a pretty intense story, you have to be willing to give up your soul for Hashem, your life for Hashem, if necessary. We should know from it, but certainly if we need to, we must do that. Uvechol mo'adecha, and you must love Hashem with all of your mo'adecha. What does mo'adecha mean, says the Mishnah? Bechol mamoncha. With all of your money that we should be looking to give to Hashem, to buy a beautiful esrog, to buy beautiful mitzvahs, to spend our money on buying svarim, on learning Hashem's Torah, and on serving Hashem. So the first explanation is we should love Hashem, whether it's a Torah or it's a Hara, we should love Hashem, even to the point where Hashem may take our life from us, and with all of our financial resources. Continues the Mishnah with a second explanation, and this will bring us back to how the Mishnah began. Davar Acher, another explanation of these three things. Bechol me'odecha. What does it mean, bechol me'odecha? Bechol mida umida shumodilach. No matter what measure, whatever Hashem gives you, whatever Hashem instills within your life, have modelo b'me'od me'od. You have to recognize Hashem and appreciate Hashem for it, whether it's good, whether it's bad. So this is the source when it says, v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol me'odecha. Me'odecha means that no matter what Hashem gives you, whether it's tov, whether it's ra, whether it's good, whether it's bad, you have to recognize Hashem. You have to thank Hashem, and you have to understand that it comes from Hashem. Now we just began discussing Avas Hashem v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean to truly love Hashem? We love Hashem so much that we're willing to serve Him with all of these things. Now we're going to continue discussing another aspect, not Avas Hashem, not loving Hashem, but Yiras Hashem, certain examples of fearing God as well. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged shara mizrach. A person shouldn't be lightheaded, a person shouldn't be joking around when he's in Yerushalayim and he's facing the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shehu mechuvan keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's exactly directionally right next to and facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the holiest place in the world. So when you're facing somewhere that's so holy, that's so special, that's so exalted, you should act in a serious way. You should act with yira, with fear. Continues the Mishnah, Lo yikonis laharabais b'maklo. A person shouldn't enter harabais, the Temple Mount. Nowadays, it's a bit of a question. Can you enter? Should you enter? Do you go to the mikvah? And so on. It's a very complicated very complicated topic that we're not going to discuss right now, but lo yikonet al harabais, if you are going to harabais, to the place where the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and we're talking again of when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, b'makla, you shouldn't go with your walking stick, uve minola, you shouldn't be wearing your shoes, uve pundaso, you shouldn't be wearing your money belt, uva avak shal raglov, and you shouldn't be going with the dust on the bottom of your feet. You should wash your feet beforehand. V'lo ya'asenu kapandaria, and you shouldn't use Har Habayis, that holy, holy place, as a shortcut, right? The same is true, by the way, when it comes to a shul. You also shouldn't use a shul. You want to get from one street to another, and the shul's in the middle. You should go around the shul. You shouldn't go through the shul. And the Mishnah is teaching us the same is true when it comes to Har Habayis. You shouldn't use Har Habayis as a shortcut. It's a very, very holy place. Again, the place where both Batei Mikdash, both temples, stood. Urekika mikal v'chomer. And spitting on the Har Habayis, obviously, is a kal v'chomer, that you shouldn't do that. What's a kal v'chomer? A kal v'chomer means that if you can't do this, then all the more so, you can't do that. And the Bartanura points out that what the Mishnah said earlier, that you shouldn't wear your shoes on Har Habayis, and the shoes have a purpose, the shoes are there to protect your feet, but you can't even wear your shoes on Har Habayis, so to all the more so, you shouldn't spit on Har Habayis. Spitting certainly has no reason, has no purpose, and you certainly shouldn't do that. Continues the Mishnah. Kol chosvei brachos, all of the brachos that were being concluded, that were being finished in the Beis HaMikdash. How would they finish brachos in the Beis HaMikdash? Hayu omrim min ha'olam. They would conclude by saying min ha'olam, from the world. That was a special way in the Mikdash, that they would end their brachos. Mishakilkalu haminim, but when the minim, when like the scoffers and the bad guys, when these people that were not so religious and were trying to mess with the Jewish people, a lot of them didn't believe in Hashem and were apikarsim and weren't such great guys. So they started trying to have a negative influence on the Jewish people. So v'amru, when they used to say, oh, min ha'olam, that's interesting. Ein olam ele echa, there's only one world. Hiskinu shiom, they used to, there's only one world. There's no Olam Haba. There's only an Olam Hazah. It's obviously not true. There's an Olam Haba and an Olam Hazah. But they use it as a proof. You only see Min HaOlam from the world. So you must believe there's only one world. So Hiskinu Shiyu Omrim. So then the Rabbanim, the Rabbis, Chazal, then institute another. They would say Min HaOlam V'Yad Olam. They would say from this world and until that world. Meaning that there is an Olam Haba and there's an Olam Hazah. There's this world and there's the next world. We just discussed a situation where the rabbis made an institution, made a decree to fight the Minim, to fight them. Now we're going to discuss another decree that they made for the betterment of the Jewish people. V'hiskinu, they also decreed, Sheyehi Adam Shoel Eshlom Chaver B'Shem, that a person should introduce himself, should say hello to someone, B'Shem, with the name of Hashem. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, in the second parak of Megillas Ros, V'hinei Boaz Bami Beis Lechem, Vayomer Lakotrim Hashem Imachem, and Boaz was coming from Beis Lechem, and he said to the people that were harvesting, Hashem should be with you. We use the name of Hashem to greet the Kotrim, to greet the men who were harvesting. Vayomer, when they responded back to him, Yivarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you. So we see from Boaz, based on the Chazal saw, that Boaz greeted people with the name of Hashem to make peace with one another. So too, these are that when we're greeting people, we should also greet them with the name of Hashem. That's why we say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So Hashem really wants us, and the Rabbanim really wanted us to greet people. So Hashem said, you know what? I want you to use my name to greet people. And that's why we say Shalom Aleichem. Continues the Mishnah, the Omer, and the Pasuk also says in the Sefer Shoftim, Hashem Imcha Gibor Hachoyel. The Malach is speaking to Gidon in Sefer Shoftim. And also there we see that Hashem used, that the Pasuk uses, the Malach uses, the name of Hashem when greeting Gidon. Why do we need both of these Pesukim? We first have Boaz use the name of Hashem, and then we have this Malach. The Bartanura points out, perhaps, because what's going to happen? A person's like, nah, Gidon is just, sorry, rather, Boaz is just a regular guy. He did it. But that doesn't mean that we should use Hashem's name when greeting people. But no, the Pasuk says in Shoftim that the Malach also used Hashem's name in greeting people. So we should, Hashem really, really wants us to use his name to greet people and to make shalom between all different types of Jews. V'omer, and the Pasuk doesn't say for Mishlei, Al Tavuz Ki zikna imecha. What does that mean? What's the purpose of this pasuk? What does that mean? Al tavuz, don't disgrace the elderly, the wisdom of your mother. What does that mean? Ki zikna imecha. So it's coming to tell us that you should learn from your zikanim, learn from your old elders, learn from the rabbis, learn from Boaz. Boaz did this. Don't discount what he said. Don't negate. Don't ignore what Boaz did. Boaz said hello and introduced himself and spoke to other Jews with the name of Hashem. Says the pasuk in Mishlei, you should do the exact same thing. Use the name of Hashem to make peace with other Jews and to connect to other Jews. Va'omer, as the pasuk says, in a Sefer Tehillim, Eislas Hoslashem, Heferu Torosach, a famous pasuk, that there reaches a time where you need to do something. You have to take action. Otherwise, the Torah will be uprooted. What does that mean? Rabbi Nosson Amar, Rabbi Nosson says, Heferu Torosacha, that if the Torah is going to be uprooted, it's time to get up, to do something, and to make a difference. And that's what this example was with Boaz, that Boaz saw there wasn't shalom, there wasn't peace between people, so he got up, he did something about it, and he used the name of Hashem to bring peace and to say hello to others. Okay, with that we finish the first Masechta of Mishneh Yomi. Very, very exciting. We finish Maseches Brachos. But as we finish Maseches Brachos, and as we say, Solik Maseches Brachos, we finished it, we accomplished it, we learned it so beautifully. Now, of course, we begin our second Mishnah for today, which is the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, a Mishnah that I'm sure many of us are familiar with. Hopefully, as we say the Birchos HaTorah every single day, when we thank Hashem for the opportunity to learn Torah, to live Torah in the morning, one of the things that we do is read this exact Mishnah that's in the Siddur, because it's important to learn a Mishnah right after we say the Bracha. Says the Mishnah, Eilu Devarim She'ein Lahem Shur. These are the things that don't have any sort of measurement, at least on a D'araisa level, at least in the Torah. These are things that you should do. How much to do, what to do, doesn't exactly say again on a Midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level. There are laws for some of them, but at least on a D'araisa level, on a Torah level, there is no shear, there is no measurement. What's the first example? Ha-peya, which is what this Masechta is going to be about. Peya. What is peya? What's this Masechta going to be about? So peya is about leaving the corner of your field for poor people on a D'araisa level. The Torah tells us that you gotta leave the corner of your field for poor people. How much do you have to leave? So on a D'araisa level, there's no shear, there's no amount that you have to leave. We'll discuss in the next Mishnah tomorrow what that is on a D'rabbanan level. But on a Torah level, you could leave any amount in the corner of your field. V'ha bikurim, and when it comes to the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash, also on a D'araisa level, on a Torah level, there's no shear of how much you have to bring. V'hare Oyon. What does V'hare Oyon mean? That refers to going Aliyah L'Regel three times a year. On Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we go to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim. We go Aliyah L'Regel. So what does it mean that there's no shear, there's no measurement for that? There are three times a year when we go. So the answer, I think, is that there's no time limit. How long must you stay? How long do you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash? You gotta go. You can go for 10 minutes. You can go for 3 days. You can go for as little or for as long as you want to go. Continues the Mishnah of Gemilus Chasad. When it comes to doing chesed, helping people, obviously the more you do, the better, but there's no exact amount that you have to do, right? When it comes to matzah, there's a certain amount of matzah you gotta eat. When it comes to, you know, kiddush, there's a certain amount of wine that you gotta drink. But when it comes to these things, there's no shear. When it comes to chesed, obviously, the more you do, the better, but there's no exact shear, there's no exact measurement for how much you must do. The Talmud Torah, and the final example, is learning. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua, V'higisa, Bayomim V'lal, you should learn during the day, you should learn at night. Obviously, for Mishnah Yomi, we learn two Mishnayos a day, but generally speaking, there's no shear, there's no exact measurement of what a person must learn and how much a person must learn. Continues the Mishnah, Elu Devarim She'adam Ochel Perusayim Bo'olam Hazeh, Va'akaren Kayames Lo Li'olam Haba. These are things that a person eats the fruits from, meaning a person benefits from these things in Olam Hazeh, he gains from it in Olam Hazeh, Va'akaren Kayames Lo Li'olam Haba, and he also benefits from it as well in Olam Haba, in the world to come. What are these things that a person benefits from both in this world and in the next world? Kibud aveim, honoring your parents. We know that you live a long life. If you honor your parents, you benefit in this world for honoring your parents. Always important to listen to our parents. But also, we get a tremendous amount of schar, tremendous amount of reward in Olam Haba as well, in the next world as well. Ugamilos chasadim, we benefit tremendously. We feel so amazing. We benefit so much from doing chesed in this world. But we also get a tremendous amount of schar, a tremendous amount of reward in the next world as well. V'hava shalom in adam l'chaveiro, bringing peace between people. We get tremendous schar both in this world, tremendous reward both in this world and in the next world. In the last example, v'talma Torah k'neged kulam. But the greatest example of getting benefits in this world and the next world is learning Torah. And the Rambam points out, and the Bar Tanura quotes the Rambam in this regard. Why is Torah the greatest example of all of this? Because learning brings you to Maisa. That learning brings you to action. That if you learn Torah, then you come to not only learn Torah, but you come to live Torah, and you come to see all of these mitzvos that can give your life a tremendous amount of meaning and a tremendous amount of purpose. And that learning infuses your life both in this world and gives you a tremendous amount of schar in the next world, because again, it helps you not only learn what to do, but it helps you live your life in that way. So we began with the last Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, which told us a lot of different things in terms of blessing Hashem, both for the good things that happen, for the bad things. We learned two drushos, two explanations of Yehavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. There are two explanations that the Mishnah gave us when it came to that. Then we discussed some examples of Yiras Hashem, how we should have Yira, we should fear Hashem and have a certain level of fear when it comes to Har Habayis, the mountain where the Beis HaMikdash was standing, where both Batei Mikdash, both temples were standing. And then we discussed two examples of where, because of various situations, the rabbis made certain decrees. One example had to do with the brachos, how we would finish brachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Another example was that we learned from Boaz that we should say hello to people and greet people with the name of Hashem. And then we began the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah, which discussed, number one, a list of things that on a Daraisa level, on a Torah level, don't have a shear, don't have a measurement, don't have a minimum amount. And then we learned the second half of the first Mishnah, which discussed various things that give us tremendous schar, tremendous reward in this world, but also give us tremendous reward in the next world. That was a great way to begin, to finish off Maseches Brachos, to begin Maseches Peah. Have a great day.